Hello, hello. I will answer this for everyone because this is something that is an effect that many people experience, more or less, of course. That they maybe have their own home because they're old enough, and then they come back to their parents and they behave differently, or because their parents or other relatives are coming to their place. Their new home, their apartment, and then they behave differently in their own apartment. This is very, very often the case because we have scripts. We have scripts in our mind to how to behave in specific roles, in specific places, times, with people, etc. Means usually the life we create as a movie. This is what we did until now. It can change now, but usually people do that. They do a script, like in cinema, and then they play their own roles in their own script. And this is something very, very, very often. And this is because when you feel, when you are connected with people like here, your father, but can be anybody else, then these scripts are activated. First, you need to understand that these scripts you've chosen. So you choose at the beginning, like you choose which movie you are going and watching, that this script is allowed to rule your experience and your behavior too, because like in the cinema, there is a fixed script how this behavior should be, and it's more flexible than in the movie, of course, but at the end it's the same thing. So usually when you are child of mother and father, then you behave like a child of mother and father, and then the scripts tell you how a child has to behave, how a father has to behave, mother has to behave. And usually this is also a very, very common script. So only that you have a specific script and other people have different scripts. Not that the case. Usually there's a general script about mothers and fathers and children. And then there are some specific details about that, like for karmic resonance, let's say. Because maybe usually it's that in your past lives you had the same correlation, but maybe your father was your child at that time, or even your lover. And these roles change at the end, but there's maybe some karmic scripts open, left open, and intermingle with the current script that's running. So that's why most people feel that they can't do anything against that. That they feel that their emotions, their behavior, their speech, anything else, is ruled by these scripts because they felt overpowered by these scripts. And most people don't know anyway about these scripts anyway. They think that's a natural behavior. Well, it's not. They say everyone is doing that and that's why it's natural. Well, that's not the case. Because anyone is going to the movie doesn't mean movie is getting more true because more people watch the movie. It's the same nonsense at the end. But you have to know who is the one who experiences this script. So you have to distinguish which is the role. And this role is fixed, you cannot change it currently. And which is the observer, which means the who's the one going in that cinema? Because the one who's going to the cinema can also leave the cinema. But the movie is the movie, you can't change the movie anyway. So the script is the script, but you can change if you are in the script or not in the script. But for this, you need to know first about the free will, and second about at least what Trinity is, which means not about, you don't need self-realization to know what you really are or who you really are, but at the end that there is an observer and that there is some let's say effects out of your true self which cannot be overpowered by a script. And this is Trinity, this is joy, this is peace, love, and existence itself and consciousness. This cannot be overpowered by scripts. But you have to know that. And if you don't know, well, you don't know the exit of the cinema. So this is what meditation is about. Meditation is about to know this is a role, this is a script, and how to detach from that script. Maybe to enjoy the script even deeper, that's possible when you detach from it. You can start to choose more how the script should evolve. When you are in the script, you can't do that. But when you are at least one foot out of that script, you can start to change things, like how to react, or if you only act anyway, don't react anymore. So the more you go out of that script, the more you can use your free will to change things, if you like. You don't have to, because scripts are not wrong, but because you created them. To think they are wrong means you are against what you wanted, and then you go deeper into that bondage. That's longer to explain, but I think I did that in the Power of Free Will workshop more than enough. And so here it's about how to meditate in a setting like this. It's not about that you go strictly on with your daily routine, like your SAM or spontaneous or some meditation, etc. Of course, you can do that, but look at your motivation. It may be that you want to do some meditation to forcefully, out of aversion, detach from this script, from this overpowering of your father, maybe, that you feel like. Meditation is not about that, because resistance is the guarantee you are stuck in the script. I repeat that. Resistance is the guarantee you are stuck in the script. So that's why it's important to ask yourself, why do I meditate? If you meditate some meditation to detach from the script, and it may be the resistance is your motivation, then it won't work, of course. So here it's about surrendering. So first to know, I have chosen the script. And because I've chosen it, my duty is to enjoy it. Because when I enjoy the script running, it means I go deeper into experience. And then I find joy again, to enjoy the script. And then you find joy, because joy is, it's unconditional joy, because you want, it's important. Not because you have to feel joy, because you want to feel joy. And you detach, because joy is part of yourself, let's say, who is not attached to any scripts. So through surrender, you allow the script to run. By this, you'll find out that even in the script, there is joy. Because currently, maybe you think that there's no joy in that setting. Well, by this, you define that there's a part of creation where the divine is not. And when you define there's a part of creation where the divine is not, of course, you will experience that divine is not there. And by this, there is no love, there is no peace, there is no joy, there is no consciousness, there is no power, this is all is gone. But only because of the definition, not because of the script, it's because you define that. And you say, well, if it's there, it's existing, it's alive, I can experience it, and because it's allowed to happen, it must be that it's allowed from the divine to happen. And because of that, there must be some divinity in that. There must be somewhere, it must be possible to enjoy that. It must be possible to love that, to be in peace with that, to feel that this is empowering and not doing the opposite currently. That there's consciousness is why this is going on. Why this is serving, at the end, serving you. And this is very important. So you have to... meditation is about in life to find out where there is joy where you think there is not, because this can't be true, because at the end divine is everywhere. There is no creation without the divine. If you think there is a creation without the divine, it means you think there is a part of a movie without the projector. But this is not possible at the end. There must be some light, there must be some projector, some movie screen in the movie film, where the light is touching the movie film, going through the movie film, and then giving a picture, a movie on the screen in the cinema. So when you have a part of the cinema, it must be that there is a light somewhere. Otherwise, there won't be the movie. So your duty is to find out how can you enjoy that. Of course, your spontaneous movement and some meditation, all meditations I'm teaching, and also Laura is teaching, will help you maybe to find that. And the very important thing is when you stop resisting and start surrendering, and then through surrendering you find joy and trinity in that, you will find out that you get the divinity in this creation back in your experience. And as soon as you get it back, you can start to change things if you like. Usually when you're enjoying it, you'll find out that there's nothing else to do to change that, because through enjoying, through surrendering, also the script will change from a horror script to a more loving one, to a more peaceful one and more joyful one. This is done by itself because you rediscover the divine in a, let's say, horror script. And by rediscovering that, it has to change by itself because now it has contact, the script has contact with the divine again. And then you will understand why this is going on. For example, this is just an example. I don't know exactly if this is going on in your case, but this is in many cases which have a very similar script. It is that when you have to, and you feel suppressed by somebody else, and you, it usually is because you did the opposite in much more severe intensity in your past life. Means when you feel suppressed by parts of your family, it means then in your past life you suppressed much deeper, many more people maybe, and even more heavily than what you experience now. But you don't acknowledge that. You don't you don't want to be aware that you did that, and you're suffering because you did that. You're not able to forgive yourself of what you did, how you used power over other people. And because you cannot forgive that, how you misused power over other people against love, let's say, now you have to experience the opposite. And it's always true, what you gave, you will get back. So here, the power coming from your father is not the power from your father purely. It's more your own power that you gave to your father in some past lives, and now you get the power back. So by surrendering to the overpowering of your father, at the end you surrender to your own power that you gave in your past life. That was Maya shortly talking. So this I repeat that because very often this gets forgotten, because we did a lot of, we put a lot of unconsciousness. Unconsciousness is a creation. We created a lot of unconsciousness to not be aware of these facts, about these mechanisms, about our own roles in these things. So I repeat that. When you feel that now there's power from the outside, like from some state or from some people or from your own husband or from your own wife or from children or from father or from mother, doesn't matter where it comes from at the end. If you feel there is power and you cannot resist, it means like the people are just there in the same room and you feel you are completely stuck in that. Then it means a script is activated. And at the end, every script is first to enjoy the script, because and every movie is there created to enjoy the movie. It's the same thing. And there is some deeper meaning in that, that the energy which is inside the meaning of the script, let's say, this, where it comes from, it's the core, it's your own energy. Means when you feel power over yourself, you feel self overpowered, it's at the end your own power coming back. Not because in past lives you push the power outside of yourself to push power over other people, and they absorb that power, like you gave them something to drink and they drink it. And now, because it's your energy and everything is a circle and has to come back to oneself to become whole again, it means the power that you feel now is to turn back. You gave the power and now the power is turning back to your own self, and now you have to absorb that. And when you try to resist that, it means you use your own power now to resist your own power you gave in the past coming back now. So power against power. And of course, this creates more suffering because this is all your own power. So you're resisting yourself. You're resisting your own power. And by this, you feel less power, of course. And you try to resist being overpowered. It means you're feeling less power. Of course, this is just physics at the end. So here, when you surrender, you don't surrender to your father at the end. So your father is just the one who brings it, like a servant. If you go to a restaurant and you order fries, you get fries, and the one who gives you the fries is just a servant to give you the fries. It's the same here. So your father is the servant, not for the fries, but he's a servant for this power. But at the end, it's your own power that you gave. You just forgot about that because you could not forgive yourself how you misused power against other people in your past lives in a much more severe way than you get it back now. And you need to say to yourself, I want to know what's going on, what was happening there, what is your duty or your responsibility about all that's going on. So how you are responsible for how your father is behaving towards you. So how you are responsible, how your father is behaving towards you. By this, you get the power back and you find out, yes, of course, you did some things. It's nothing else than your own energy coming back to yourself. And by surrendering, you're surrendering not to your father, you're surrendering to the power or your own power. And by this, you're absorbing the power back. And this is what you need. You need to absorb the power that you resist currently. So just feel inside yourself, how does this feel like that your father is in the same apartment all day? How does this feel like? And you'll feel like maybe your only parts of your physical body are touched by that. Maybe it's your neck. Maybe it's your stomach. Maybe it's your lower parts of the body. Maybe it's your knees. Maybe it's your face. I don't know. You just feel what parts of your physical body are reacting. And also what parts of your emotional body, what emotions come up, what thoughts come up at the end. And you just absorb them. You stay in Trinity absorbing these feelings. Some part of you is resisting these feelings because they say it's wrong. Well, at the end, nothing is wrong because creation is, you created your own cinema, your own script with your own Trinity inside of that. So you're resisting your own energy. If you surrender to the thoughts, if you surrender to the emotions coming out, you surrender to them, don't change them. This is what we tell about let them be. Means don't change them. Enjoy them. Enjoy feeling overpowered. Enjoy feeling overpowered. By this, you absorb the power back. And this will take some time, maybe only 15 minutes, maybe 2-3 days, maybe only 2-3 weeks, you don't know. This doesn't matter at the end. So how much power you gave, now you get back. You don't know how much it is, but there will be a time when you absorbed all power that you gave. And at that time, you will feel you get more and more power back. And then the scene will switch. Because maybe now you feel the more you surrender, the more harmonious everything gets. And maybe also you feel less overpowered and the more your voice is heard. Maybe you tell something and it's heard more than before because in your voice now, because you absorb that, people feel more power inside of that. You mean that and you don't feel suppressed, less devotive than before. So just experiment with that. And this is what meditation is truly about. It's about that you surrender to your own power and life will give you the scenes. Life will give everything what you gave back. That's why we're teaching surrendering is the main core teaching at the end, because you're surrendering yourself. By this, you get back to Trinity and you will have some kind of Trinity in that. You will find some kind of peace and joy and love in that. And the one you find, you use to surrender whatever's going on. How much you can. Maybe you can surrender only for 5 minutes and then it's overpowering you again. Doesn't matter. As much you can surrender now, you do. And if it's not more possible, it's also fine. And then you repeat that. And of course, you can just stay in contact and tell me what happened when you do like this. So use some meditation, use mindfulness movement, all of these techniques, not to resist, to deeper resist, to fly away from these things, but to more to be able to surrender what's going on, to more not have fear what's going on, but more get the mind of an explorer, to want to know, you want to explore what's going on here, where does this script come from, how does this script serve me,